How many people want to be baptized today? Can I see your hand up? See, can you stand up? Let me see your faces. Okay. You want to be baptized today? Okay. Praise God. Thank you. Be seated. We shall baptize you. And people around the world that listen to our broadcast, they also want to be baptized. Let us know where you are located, and anybody we know, any church there that we know baptizes correctly, will direct you there. Because many of you, many Christians baptize wrongly. They don't baptize according to the Bible. Instead of baptizing according to the Bible, they baptize according to their church. And some churches have their own baptism contrary to the Bible. We have said this several times. Some churches baptize infant baptism is wrong. And baptism must not be by sprinkling is wrong. It has to be by immersion. You are dying. You are demonstrating what you believe Christ did for you on the cross of Calvary. Dying, being buried, and resurrecting with him as you come out of that water. That is the ordinance God gave for your sins to be remitted. And it is done in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And that name is Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Father. Jesus is the name of the Son. Jesus is the name of the Holy Ghost. I didn't say Jesus is the Father, Jesus is the Son, Jesus is the Holy Ghost. I didn't say so. The Bible says baptized in a name. That name is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And that name, according to the Bible, the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is the name of the Father. The name of the Son is Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. Father, Son, Holy Ghost are titles. But there is one name for God that God bears for the purpose of our redemption. And his redemptive name is Yeshua. Jehovah saves. It's Jesus. The Greek word is Jesus. So they take inside the water. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And put you inside water and bring you out like many churches do. You have not yet baptized in the name. You are calling title instead of calling the name of that title holder. The Father has a name. Why you open your mouth like this? The Father has a name. The Son has a name. Every father has a name. Son is the title. Your name is your name. Son is the title. Moses is my name. But I am a son. But my name is Moses. I am also a father. Because I have a son. Therefore, what is the name of this son? Moses. What is the name of this father? Moses. The name, not the title. Praise God. And that's ABC of Christianity. But see us talking here almost every time. And people can't understand. The error has gone too far. And common sense will tell you now, what is the name of the Father? You will ask, what is the name? Search the Bible. You will see the name there. So if you did it wrongly before, opportunity has come for you to correct that wrong thing that you did. Who stood up here now that you just came for baptism? You were not baptized before. Let me hear you.
I was baptized before.
Where?
Realm of Glory International.
Why do you want to rebaptize now?
I believe that the one I did is wrong. I want to do the new one
now. You heard our teaching?
Yes, sir.
Where did you hear it?
Somebody brought me here.
Brought you here. It
yes,
taught
sir.
You very well.
Yes, sir.
So you decided to run here to correct it.
Yes, sir.
Church, let's clap our hands now. That person loves you so much. What of you? Which church?
I baptized in Assemblies of God Church.
Assemblies of God. So yeah. Why do you want to rebaptize now?
Why I want to rebaptize that anything that I will make to make sure that my salvation is complete.
Did in Assemblies of God will not make your salvation complete.
No. My brother convicts me. And I say, baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ, give me assurance to heaven, I will do it. because I want to hear God's kingdom. That's
is
why.
Is it because of what I say?
So, you know, on program, you clarified me very well.
Okay.
That we should baptize in the name of Jesus.
So
there's
you
no
caught
argue.
It now. You caught it.
I'm that's still alive. I have to do it now.
Amen. Praise I don't God. Want anybody to baptize because I say it. You must be convinced. When a young girl was asking me this morning that make it a wear small earring and at least make she look like a woman. She's ready to be baptized, so by this earring, she don't go drop her. I said, that's very good. Continue to wear your earring until you are convinced. But when coming to my church, put her inside your bag. Because I will not allow you to enter here with a ring in your ear. But when you come on, continue to wear it so that you will not be called a hypocrite. Anything that you are doing that is not by conviction, God does not accept it. And it will not last. Because when you leave here, you drop your trousers because you are coming to bride assembly. The day you leave here, go Christ Embassy, you go wear tighter one. Because that is the one they believe there. Because it was not by conviction. And God knows whether you are walking by conviction or not. There are some people that are coming to church, not because they're looking for salvation, but they're looking for where they will hide in case that assembly prophets fool their way away. In case which one come, then go see them. That make me go bright. You see? Now, if you're that type that are coming here, your faith is not accepted by God. You know that. You're not here for salvation. The reason you are going to church must be because there is something that has made you see the reality of God and you have decided to follow Him. They are the type, whether there is church or not, they will serve God. Not all these people that they are Christians only on Sundays. When they leave church on Sunday, they drop their Bible somewhere until Sunday morning next week. I bet where I drop my Bible. I keep my Bible last Sunday for that place. Where is it now? All that thing. And then such people will now come with tithe. And they think that when you do that, you have God wants your soul, not your tithe first. Give your soul to Him first before He will accept your tithe. If you bring any offering and you have not yet offered your soul first to Him, that offering is not accepted by God. He wants your soul first. Then He can accept any other offering that comes with it. See why you have been spending all your money and your condition not change. Battle today, battle tomorrow. Battle today, battle tomorrow. Because you have not given your life to Christ. You must repent first. If a man be in Christ, a new creature, you must desire to serve Him. And that will only come from a revelation of who He is to you. What of you, sir?
I was baptized in Kwaibu Church.
Where? Where, sir?
And I want to be baptized here.
You are baptized where?
In Kwaibu Church.
Kwaibu Church. Okay. Why do you want to be baptized here now?
I want the real baptism.
The real one?
For restoration and salvation.
The one that you did there in Kwaibu was for what?
Well, I was so small, I did not know what is called baptism.
But now you know what the baptism is.
Yes.
And all the years you spent there in Kwaibu, you didn't know what baptism is?
Well, this is the church. I know that this baptism is very real.
It's real?
Yes.
Baptism is real anywhere. Baptism is baptism. It's not where you baptize that matters, but how you baptize that matters. It doesn't have to be here. Even though the people watching us around the world, they will have to travel from America, from Canada, to come here. It's not about here. It's about how you baptize. There is a formula to baptize. And secondly, you must first repent. If you don't repent, it's wrong baptism, even if you do it in the name of Jesus. You must first repent. Make a decision to serve Him under any condition. It's a marriage between a husband and a wife, for better, for worse. For richer, for poorer, I will serve this Jesus until I die. you will remain my God. And with that type of vow, you now enter that water. Then he will give you the marriage ring, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is the seal. Praise God. Okay. God bless you. The last person here. Let me just hear you. You may be seated, sir. Please sit down. I understand. You all have the same story. Yes. Which church did you baptize?
I baptized at Winners Chapel.
Where?
Winners Assembly.
Winners?
Yes.
Winners?
Winners, yeah.
Winners, okay. And you want to be baptized now?
Yes, sir.
How did you get to know this church?
Just recently, by ending of January, I discovered the channel.
The Bright Television.
Yes, sir.
And you had the teaching there.
Honestly, sir.
The way you shake your head, when I say the thing, scatter your head. You know, you people have so much attention on prosperity, and you don't seem to have enough time for your spiritual life. And I think they are prospering their way.
Yes, sir.
Yes. They are prospering their way. Any teaching that has no salvation virtue, Satan will not disturb it. Any teaching that has no salvation virtue in it, Satan will never disturb it. We'll leave them. Go ahead. But watch it. You are from Winners. Watch it. Can somebody help me? Third John. Help me read it. Verse 2. Because that is the scripture everybody quotes. Third John, verse 2. Give me microphone. It's underlined now. It's, you know, from Winners. It's underlined in your Bible.
Okay.
Read it.
All right. It says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth."
Keep it on the screen. Listen. Beloved, we are speaking grammar. You must understand Apostle John. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, and be in health. Prosperity is scriptural. And be in health, divine health, is scriptural. It's part of the benefit of the Calvary. But he added that last statement, even as what?
That soul.
Even as?
As that soul prospereth.
Prosperity. So which prosperity comes before the other? Prosperity of the soul or physical and financial prosperity?
From the soul.
So the soul has to prosper first. You are to be in health and you should prosper. Even as your soul prospered. And let me tell you the reason why he wrote this statement. He was writing it to a church that did not bother about worldly prosperity. So he's telling them, all of them, that just Jesus is coming soon. Holiness, Jesus is coming soon. Holiness. And then poverty, they come among them and say, your soul, as your soul is prospering, I also wish above all things that you also prosper and be in health. So it's not only the prosperity of the soul. Pentecostal preachers twisted it. I tell you that you see Apostle Paul and John speaking about prosperity. So you must prosper. Praise God. Watch what happens now when you follow him step by step. Step by step. And see the prosperity of the righteous. It goes with peace. Praise the Lord. And there are some people here who have never been baptized at all for your life. Since you go to church, you never baptized. How many people there? You never baptized. You? Let me hear you. But you go to church, but you never baptized. Which church you go?
Watchman.
Yes, sir. They know they baptize there?
They do baptize.
How long have you been a Watchman?
4 or 5 years now.
5 years?
Yes, sir.
Why have you not been baptized?
No, they said that if someone is not...
Go ahead, I'm hearing you.
They said that you must be prepared first.
I
must be prepared first before I go for the baptism.
Where do you do the preparation?
That you need, someone needs to check his life first.
Before you baptize?
Yes.
But you pay your tithe there?
Yes.
You give your offering?
Yes, sir.
You be church worker?
No, no.
But you give tithe and offering?
Yes, sir.
They not tell you to prepare first before you bring tithe and offering?
No, what they mean is that I should first of all check my lifestyle, look inward.
Yes.
To see if I'm prepared spiritually to go for the baptism.
But whether you are prepared spiritually or not, you can bring your tithe. Abi?
Yes, sir.
You see how funny some of these churches are if what you are saying is the truth. Amen. There are some churches that don't want people to be saved. And some pastors, they make it difficult for members to be saved. How can you, somebody tell you, prepare what? If I preach the message to you and you say you believe, which preparation do you want to give? The preparation is in the heart. Okay, so you are still preparing. You are still preparing.
Yes, sir.
Eh? Have you finished the preparation? You have not finished yet. You are still preparing.
Yes, sir.
Tell me how you are preparing. How are you preparing? Give me microphone. It may not be the church fault, it may be his own fault.
I mean my spiritual life, my Christian life, that's what I mean.
You are not yet fit to go to the water yet.
Yes, sir. That's
okay,
what I mean.
Maybe you are still fornicating.
No.
You are lying.
No.
You are smoking.
No.
You are drinking.
No.
You have unforgiveness in your heart?
No.
You don't pray? You don't have time for
yes,
God?
Yes.
You cheat?
No, I don't cheat.
You don't cheat? Do you do Yahoo Yahoo?
No.
So what is that thing that is stopping you from entering the water?
There's no conviction in me that I'm prepared to go for it.
There's no conviction?
Yes, because I don't used to have time for God. That's it.
You don't have time for God?
Yes.
When will you have the time? When you grow older?
No.
So now, do you know the day you will die?
I don't know the day.
Eh?
I don't know the day.
Is it possible that you can die any day from now?
Yes, sir.
Does that not make you to be afraid?
I used to put it in prayer.
That what?
That God should help me out.
Help you to take a decision.
It's not about decision. I've decided about size. There are some things.
They have presented salvation wrongly to you. They have presented salvation wrongly to you. No. You don't know about the mercy of God. While we were yet sinners, the Bible says so. Praise God. See, do you know what you are doing? I liken it to some pretty girl. A young girl that sees, maybe she's from a very poor background, and then sees a very rich young man coming to her for marriage. And then he's saying, I love you, I want to marry you. And then the girl is busy saying, I am not worthy. I'm from a poor background. No, no, no. The man is saying, no, I have seen all those other ones. There is something, you are the one I want. And you are saying, no, give me a chance to think. No, 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 no. That is what you are doing. Christ is saying, I died for you, I have paid for your sins. Don't condemn yourself. Just come to me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, like you are, burdened in your heart. Come to me. I will deal with that thing that is making you think you are unworthy. Christ came for sinners, not for righteous people. Christ came for those who are condemned to go to hell. He said, no, I can change your destiny. If you are an armed robber, come to me. I will give you a power that will turn you to a saint. If you are a prostitute, come to me. See, I have in this church, prostitutes have given their life to Christ in this church. in this church. Eh? A prostitute came to church, Shiloh, one time like this. I was ministering and God showed me something. I said, there's a prostitute that came here. You even came with your friend here. Please see me after service. The woman came. And I told her, I said, do you know God is interested? You know, that day God told me, said, she is my daughter. And I said it. A prostitute is God's daughter. I was looking for her, looking for her, looking for her. You see? And her sister was watching in the U.S. The sister did not know she was doing prostitution in Lagos. And the sister was watching. She told me this by herself. That after the service, she received a call from her sister. He said, are you in Bride Shiloh today? She said, yes. Did you go with your friend? He said, yes. He said, the Holy Ghost told me that you are the one Pastor Moses is talking to. Now, you can imagine that God was interested in a prostitute. And that's not the first. That's not the second. There was one that came to give me testimony how a man, she had been feeling condemned. She knew what she was doing was wrong. Every Sunday she would still sneak and go to church. When she's coming back, her friends would be laughing at her. You say, where did they come from? Church. She says she knew what she was doing was wrong. But like you say, she was asking God for mercy. Because condition pushed her there. And in that instance, she said, one man that would normally go to prostitute came there that day. And when he met her, he said, come, why are you doing this business? She said, now condition, make and they do her. They became friends. He took her home. And that is how she met her husband. And pulled her out of that business. As at the time I saw her, she had two or three children now for the man. She was just telling me her life, how she came to Christ. And God answered her heart desire. When you are sincere with God, God sees your difficulty. Come to me, Matthew 11:28, and I will give you rest. Praise the Lord. You are playing with your life. When opportunity is given to you to give your life to Christ, you refuse. If you die in this estate, what will you tell him? That's the danger of procrastination. Concerning salvation, you don't plan for it. The day you catch the revelation of your Savior, you yield yourself. And let him take over. That's all. God bless you. So immediately we close. Please just come to the altar. We have the baptismal cloth. We don't have a certificate to give you. You are not going to show anybody a certificate. See, I baptized the bride. It is the life that you will live that will confirm that you have truly repented. That is your certificate. Now somebody will look at you, what happened? Say, I have repented. It's not about giving you a paper. Salvation, there is no paper for salvation. It is the condition of your heart. It's a decision in the heart. And after that, people will be watching you to see whether you were pretending or you meant it. So, we have no certificate to give you. Amen. And we are not reporting to any headquarters the number of people that are baptized today. We have no headquarters. What we are doing therefore is for your own good. God bless you. May we stand up. Let me bless you. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because
he lives, the fear of fear is gone. Cause I know,
because I know,
oh, he was my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives.
Bless you. Those of you who want to go for water baptism, come and stand at the altar here. Come and stand here.
Because he lives, I confess tomorrow. He lives,
because he lives,
of fear is gone. there is God.
Because I know.
Because I know. Oh, He was my future. My life is worth my living just because He is
my Savior lives.
Because He lives.
He lives, He lives.
I confess tomorrow.
He lives.
Because He lives.
Oh, fear is gone.
Oh, fear is gone.
Because I know.
Because I know.
Oh,
He was my fear. A living God, because He lives.
My Father, my God, I present these ones before you. They believe in what you did on the cross on Calvary, Lord Jesus. And they are going to identify, demonstrate that faith. By obeying that ordinance, they will enter the water. In your name, and they will come out. I pray, Father, that which you did when the Lord Jesus Christ came out of that water that day, heaven opened and you announced to everybody, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. That as they come out of that water, you'll announce to the whole world that they are special to you. You will announce them to the whole world that they belong to you. By their testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand here and I pray that any problem that will follow you inside that water, it will be buried under that water. No problem that follows inside that water will come out with you. No curse, no covenant, no contrary spirit that follow you inside that water will come up with you in the name of Jesus. Including any sickness. Do it, Heavenly Father, and glorify your name. Do something in their life. Your servant, Apostle Peter, he said, when we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, you will give us the Holy Ghost, the gift. Open the windows of heaven and give them eternal life. Baptize them with your spirit today. God bless you. Shalom.